Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk about the SEC meetings going on down there in Destin. I know Kirby Smart just had some comments about the biggest issue that needs to get fixed in college football now. So we'll tell you what that is and also BA's response to it. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap up the show. Phone lines will be open for that, as they always are. In just a couple minutes, we'll get back into the big story of the day coming out of a long weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're down there, you know, because obviously they're sitting there. They're, okay, so what is your thought process on this, Kirby? What is your thought process in Lane? And I think it's always one. It's always feels like, because Kirby's biggest thing, and he learned this from Nick, is kind of like feeding off the disrespect, you know, of everything like that. And I think he looks at it from a standpoint, especially this transfer portal, like, this is some disrespectful blank. I mean, like, how many times are we going to give these kids an opportunity to leave school? You know, that's so disrespectful. So I think that's what Kirby's doing down there.
As a way of motivation?
Yes.
Or as a way of?
A way of getting his way.
Getting
his way of moving the transfer portal.
I also like, because what he said was.
Because he's getting to be that voice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What he said was, the biggest issue is multiple transfer windows.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to decide what we're doing there and to have one and all that kind of stuff. And he's right about that. I do agree. I think the most chaotic factor in college football right now, and there's a lot of chaos in college football right now, but I think the most chaotic factor is the December transfer portal.
Yes.
Is the fact that you have an opportunity for kids to go wherever they want in the middle of the playoff.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. So it seems like an easy fix.
It does.
Just move it to later.
Why can't you? Don't give me no more about students in finals.
Right.
Finals.
When I think that's
and all that crap.
What it is, though.
Being as far as so you can be registered in time for the next semester.
Right. Right. I know, but I think that's what it is.
Oh no, that's why they're doing it.
But
that's why they claim that.
Right, but let's be.
Yes.
But that's the problem with all of this, is there was never any clear leadership into the future. So some things have sped up really fast. Some things are still anchored in the past. Some things are built on the new reality of NIL and transfers and money and revenue sharing, which is right around the corner, and all this. And some things are still based on this myth of amateurism.
Yes.
Like. It's, I don't know. I'm sure there's like dumber stuff that's happened in the history of sports that we just don't remember as clearly because we're not right in the middle of it like we are right now. But this is almost unfathomably stupid.
It's dumb as hell.
How this process has gone.
And
everybody knows it.
And that's the thing about it is I'm trying to figure out, I've never heard anybody, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that has said that this is good.
There isn't. There's nobody that's like, they've nailed it.
No, they got it right.
They got it pretty good.
Yeah, that's my only thing. It's like, you still haven't found that, just like, oh yeah, you know what? No.
If there's anybody that likes it, even though they wouldn't say that the structure is good or that it's a good system or anything like that, the people that like it are the media companies.
Yes.
Like, the ratings are through the roof. The clicks are off the charts.
Yes.
Now it's more, you know, as much as it annoys those of us that would like to be talking about football, it gives them something to, it's a very like NFLization of the offseason of college football, where now it's 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember there being this much fury in like March, you know, usually at college, but you'd have recruiting and you'd get excited and stuff like
but
that.
I don't even remember the recruiting thing to be like this. So-and-so's on campus today, like this time of year.
I don't recall the anger and the outrage being quite 365 like it is now.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it always has been, but I think they do like that. Like, the people that cash the checks based on the engagement, I think, do like that. But they can't be the ones that get to decide, can they?
No.
We can't let them be in charge. That's how all this crap has happened. Everything wrong.
That's
because
what it
of
is.
That.
It's a bunch of damn crap.
It's a bunch of crap. And I don't just mean college football. All the stuff that goes on that sucks is mostly because we've become dictated by clicks and overreaction. Speaking of that, I don't know if you've seen this or not. If you haven't, I'm trying to help you out because I know they're always trying to get you. There's a new TikTok trend where people call people and they wish them good night.
Did you not see my post late Saturday night?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, happened.
Oh, yeah.
Dang
it. Oh, yeah. Tobias, my brother, calls me up. Hey, bro, good night. And I was like, and I knew something was up.
Of course you did.
I knew something
was
up. Of course you did. I'm talking about my spidey sense. Because we're sitting outside, and I see Donna has her phone, and it's turned to her. I'm like, hold on. And so so this is what happened. So he's telling me good night and everything, and I'm like, uh-huh. I tell you what. And I said something. I said, oh, yeah. We have people over on Saturday, on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Make sure you hear dog and everything like that. And I said, because he likes to wear hats and he wears some sharp ass hats. And I was like, and don't be wearing none of them ugly ass hats over here either. I'm like going in like.
So you were in on it.
I kind of figured.
You figured it out.
When he called me that late and then said, what's up, bro? Just want to say goodnight. Right. I ain't even trip.
Good.
I just went all the way to just clowning.
Because I feel like that's what I would do, too, if one of my best friends called me and said, hey, bro, I just want to say sweet dreams.
They tried.
I would have been like, all right, this is something. Yeah. I would have just been like, sweet dreams to you, and then hung up. But the guys that weren't in on it, those are funny videos.
Yes.
I will give the TikTok people credit for this one. Those are some funny videos. Yeah,
and I was like, I was not falling for this. Dude, that is what's wrong with them. They got me on high alert, dog.
Yeah.
Anytime they ask me a question,
you're always kind of on high alert. No, and now you're even on higher alert.
No, they got
alert.
Me so many times. They got me. I done got by every damn one of them. All right, I was not gonna fall for this one.
It was if you haven't seen them, this one. This guy is calling his buddies, and he's like, "Hey, bro, I wouldn't talk to him. I just wanted to say sweet dreams, man. I hope you sleep good."
Yeah.
And his buddies were like, "Hell's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you?" They were furious.
They tried to get me, dog, but I did not. I was not falling for that one.
Sweet
dog.
Dreams is a really, really funny thing to say to one of your buddies.
Yes, it is, dog. Sleep. Like, I don't even like to say. I'll tell you, another one is saying the double bye.
What do you mean? Oh, bye-bye?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big bye-bye guy.
I can't.
I'm trying to get it out of my thing because I do think it is a little soft.
I am not. The double bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey.
It's so soft, but I do it.
The double bye is like texting K to me.
Okay. I agree.
My woman says bye, the double bye, and my wife will text me K.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. My brother text me K. Or say the double bye.
No, I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. You've never brought this to my attention before, but I've heard myself say it before, and I'm like, gotta get out of this. One's enough. One's enough, man, or see ya, or anything. You don't have to. And I'll be like, get off the phone. And we don't even do that many phone calls anymore, really, because everyone just texts all the time.
Right.
But I'll be like, all right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's a goal for the rest of 2025.
Yeah, the double bye.
I need to be a single bye guy.
The double bye. It's just, it's just
a double bye out of there. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non surgical treatment for joint pain.
Here he is, the long awaited moment. Acuna back to the plate. Look at this. I have goosebumps.
Some guys are just meant for the moments. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of those guys.
What a tone setter. Welcome back, number 13. That's like out of a movie.
That's awesome. I think really good. No, I the bats have been really good. Obviously, the fielding is everything. I mean, I think he feels good. So I think that's a good first series. For him right there.
I high-fived my wife. I don't remember if I've ever done that before. But when Ronald Acuna hit that home run, we were sitting in the living room watching it. And that way the kids are doing whatever, and we're watching it, and he tees off on the first pitch. And she's the biggest Braves fan I know.
Yes.
So she was like cussing, screaming. She was so excited.
She was cussing?
She was like yeah! She was so fired up. And we met eyes, and for one brief moment.
He wanted her.
But just like, it was like, all right, and we just gave a big high five. Yeah, I don't think I've ever high-fived my wife. For a brief moment, we were Braves fan buddies, not just a married couple.
Yeah, I don't.
And we hit the high five, and then maybe we hugged her.
Because me and my wife had the handshake.
Okay.
So yeah, we had the handshake.
We might have like a occasional like kind of sarcastic high five or something. But that was the first time I've ever like it probably hurt. Like I high-fived her hard.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But. What are you going to do? Ronald Acuna homered on the first pitch?
Dude, it was unbelievable. I think, and we mentioned it earlier, as bad as much as it sucked to lose a series to the Padres, having him back kind of levels it out. Now, that level can go down. You know what I mean? Yeah. As good as he might play and everything like that, and they're still struggling to win baseball games, it's going to be even worse. But I mean, but you look at what happened. Like, we were just talking about it in the break. I've never seen – what did he think it was? Was he thinking go back?
Oh, with Eli White?
Or was he saying stop? Because to me, it looked like he had both hands up saying stop.
He was telling him to stop at third base.
Stop at third base.
And
what the
– I don't know how anyone could be confused by that. Like, that's a pretty universal – symbol for stop at third base. I don't know why Eli White would think to himself, oh, he caught it, I better go. Because he couldn't have been, I mean, it was 10 seconds after the ball hit the ground.
Yeah.
Where Eli White was trying to scamper back.
Where are you going?
I couldn't even think, because in real time, you watch enough baseball, everybody's watching enough baseball to usually, even when something weird happens, you're like, oh, okay. Like in that, I was like, what in the world took place there?
Yes.
Like, what did he think happened in order for him to have to go back? And then obviously, you see the video from a different angle, and you see that Tui told him to stop. He didn't do anything weird. Now, people were ready to run Tui out of town already last week because of the send on Austin Riley late in the game. So before people knew the reality of the play, that man was in danger.
Yes.
Like, Braves fans were going to run that dude out of here.
Yes.
And then we find out, all right, it wasn't his fault. Bottom line is, whoever's fault it was, and that was Eli White's fault, this team's a bad base-running team.
Yes.
They make a lot of base running blunders.
A lot of blunders.
They really do.
A lot of blunders, man. And it's unfortunate because they just seem like they're finding ways to lose damn games.
Yeah.
Finding ways to lose
they're
damn
not
games. Or
good
giving
enough
people games and things
right
like
now
that.
For and, this kind of stuff.
And you look at, like, we talked earlier. I mean, you look at the weekend of pitching, all three of them went seven.
Yep.
All three starting pitchers went seven.
Yep.
And so when you, especially in the day and age of baseball, where they've been trying to give them as less work as possible, they're putting in the work. We mentioned it Friday before we left. The starting pitcher, they've been giving you opportunities not to use Bummer and Blewett
and Iglesias.
Yeah, I'm not even mentioning Raffy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, is Raffy like, they need to let it. There it is. That's how we get his confidence. Next time they go bullpen game, let Raffy be the opener.
Oh yeah, just let him start.
Yeah, let him start.
Okay,
let him start.
Because they're trying all the different stuff.
They're trying everything.
He got a new entrance song.
Yeah.
The answer Snit gave after the game, I think it was Friday, is not going to make anybody feel any better. Mm-mm. You hear what he said? He said, yeah, we've been through this with Will Smith in 21.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. That wasn't fun at all. That sucked. Now, again, Will Smith got very, very good the final six weeks of the season, and they won a World Series.
Yes.
But, like, is that what they're banking on? Is, like, just a – it's going to be the worst – 4.5 months of his career, and then for a month and a half, he's going to turn into Superman?
Let's hope so.
But again, like, let's hope so seems to be their plan.
Yes. What else do they have? Unless, again.
I don't know.
Are they, hold on, what the hell's going
on? Hernandez would be what I would maybe think about.
You know what? I just lost all my professionalism.
Happened.
I haven't seen my main man, B.A., in so long, I forgot who that was in there. I was
Who
the hell is that in the control room?
There were rumors that Brandon Adams was going to start showing his face in studio for our Tuesday conversations.
Yeah,
he looks just the same as he does on the podcast.
Yeah, but I haven't seen BA face to face in years.
Well,
you talk to him. Yeah,
there he is.
There he is, right there. Yeah, there he is, right there.
He's also probably not very happy about the way Russell Iglesias is pitching.
No, because he stinks.
He's just really not been good. It's really not been good.
Now, if they're in a close situation tonight,
maybe win a game by more than three.
Who's going to be there?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Raffy can't be there today.
Yes, he will.
In Philly.
Yes.
Braves up by one.
Yeah.
Bottom of nine?
100%.
Damn.
That's what Snit told you when he said.
Snit also tried to, he did not blame the grounds crew.
He's blaming Pebbles.
Yeah. Whatever.
He's blaming Pebbles. No, we were blaming Pebbles a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Why can't Snit
do it? We pointed it out, Andy.
The infield's bumpy.
Yeah.
Infield's bumpy. Okay? But Noah Iglesias is the closer, man. But here's my suggestion. Win a game by four.
And that wouldn't happen.
Yeah. They won a game by six on Saturday.
Because he's low leverage right now.
Yeah,
low leverage Raffy.
Maybe put him in a situation like that. Get his confidence back up. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams going to join us. Talk some college football, some Georgia Bulldogs football. He's in studio, so he'll be right over there. Coming up next, you'll notice how crystal clear the connection will be because he'll be in the room with us after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.